The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Lob and Smash podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Here are your hosts, Wendy Olivaros and Lee Vowell.
When you were talking, and thank you for listening. This is a 12th Man Rising Seattle Seahawks podcast. But as I was, before you guys rudely interrupted me, talking to Todd. This is Lee. I'm talking to Todd. Hi. I now feel like I'm acting.
Hi, Lee. Hi. How are you?
You're very staticky for some reason.
Of course. We've been talking in pre-pro for like 20 minutes. Hi, Ted. Very bizarre.
It is weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's something with the record button. Of course, we use 1880s technology.
So. True.
So let's start with this hard-hitting question. Sting has had a pretty successful solo career. Would you not say? Would you argue against that, Todd? I'm going to push you on the point.
I'm talking about the wrestler. He had a much better solo career than tag team. He wasn't that successful with the Ultimate Warrior and AWA. They were a hot item. And, of course, then they split up and Sting went to NWA, which became WCW. Wound up with a much, much stronger career than the Ultimate Warrior, God rest his soul, because he passed on, oh my God, like 6 years ago at this point. Maybe it's two. I don't know because I don't really care about the Ultimate Warrior. But you met Gordon Sumner, also a fine solo performer. Do you know that Sting the wrestler, his name is Steve Gordon? So they could be, Steve Summers and Gordon Gordon. That would be pretty cool.
Getting back to reality, as far as music. But Sting has had a successful solo career, right? But would you say that detracted from the Police, or would you happen to say that Sting's solo career may have defunded the Police?
I hope that's the title of your next article.
and I'll put it on 12th Man Rising because it would have, what is this? 100,000 views because it's like people are just like, what the heck?
Defunding the Police. It's all Sting's fault.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Just make stuff up. Make it our last month. Defunding the Police, Tyler Lockett stance kind of thing, you know?
Go out in a blaze.
That's right.
Of Willie Nelson glory.
That's right.
And tomorrow's 420.
Yep. What is the sack race? Is it just a sack race that's when you're in a sack and you're hopping along? Is that what it's called? Sack race?
This is PG-13 rated, right? Yeah, it's a sack race.
I don't know why nobody's ever made a joke about that when somebody is, because it's not good. It's kind of like defunding the Police. So, getting on to the Seattle Seahawks and the breaking news that's changed the world, that's caused people like Pat McAfee and Rich Eisen
to
speak out against the horrible Mike McDonald of taking down probably well over three pictures of former Seahawks or memories of Seahawks.
To be fair, I think there are maybe six and they're murals. And also, to be fair, are they insane?
Because I heard three. I literally heard three this morning.
Are they insane?
Yes.
It's like, I haven't listened to either one of them because I knew what they're going to say. And it's like, I don't really care other than to mention I like Eisen a lot, and McAfee's he's actually okay as other than being a jerk, but the quotes I've heard come from as far as the sports takes, they're fine. But I don't get the uproar. And there's a lot of uproar about this. And there's a lot of commentary on this on the other side, just like we're both agreeing. It's like, what are you talking about? I mean, I've got an article coming out tomorrow, maybe. Just today. Talking about today. Well, there you go. Thanks,
Mike
Lee.
McDonald. It's already out. Whatever day you're listening to this, it's already out.
It's already out. Mike McDonald wrote it for me. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your ghostwriting. Right. You know, it's just...
It's like I'm in between. We had our meetings last week. The draft is next week. That's John's show. I ain't got nothing to do. Why don't I write an article?
One thing I didn't, like, specify in the article, and I was going to go back and put it in. I thought I don't really need to because I quoted one of the Hawks players, and Leonard Williams is not the only player who's spoken out about this, but... He likes it. I haven't seen anything about a Seahawks player not liking it. Now, you might say, well, of course, he's not going to speak out against his boss now. And I get that. But it's not like you're going to get benched for saying, oh, I wish they'd kept the pictures
up. And it's not like they took all the – you go into the next room over and it's got all the pictures of all the Seahawks who ever played.
Exactly. Like John Schneider said yesterday, it's like the trophy case in the lobby is still has the – all their trophies. It's like they haven't like erased the culture. It's just they resetting it as they should because it's a new coach.
A new coach. That's the thing. It's like and somebody called into Seattle Sports this morning and was talking about you know, oh, this guy's probably only gonna last 2 years. What right does he have? He's the new coach.
He has every right.
What do you want to hire the guy and be like, well, you know, you're hired as the coach, but don't change anything. It's
plus,
like, come on.
Plus was it really up to McDonald or is it up to John Schneider? Who runs the team? It's John Schneider.
Well, I think it was McDonald's deal, though.
Yeah, it's McDonald's idea.
Same reason they got rid of Jamal and Quandre and the defense. No, I'm just kidding.
But do we think for a moment that if Schneider said, no, I want those, that they would be gone? Of course not.
I don't know. According to some posts I've seen on Facebook, since they hired Mike McDonald, they want to know what his plan is moving forward. It's like he's in charge now. Like, do you know how the team is, do you follow the team?
How stupid can you possibly be? McDonald is in charge on the field, yeah. Off the field,
and
is
clearly
John Schneider.
In the VMAC where he's taken down. I think he took down everything that said Seattle Seahawks, did he not? And now they all say Cleveland Spiders, if my understanding is correct. That's what I've read that I wrote earlier today.
You would think so, right? From the outrage over this. It's like, are you freaking stupid?
He actually took down Pete Carroll's photo. Actually, he took all of it down except for the face. And he did a cutout of his face and pasted that over Pete, which is weird with gray hair. I mean, he still looks like he's a good looking guy with the gray hair. So no doubt. But it's still weird.
You know, oh, my God. It's so bizarre that people don't get it. Like I referenced in the article, I'm plugging myself because no one else will, right? Well, you do and you shouldn't because I'm not that good. But like I said, it's like too many people have compared, oh, this year it's LOB 2.0. And it's not fair. I mean,
I
linked to an article when I wrote that last year, for God's sakes. You know, it's like, and we've got to start on that. It's like, that's not going to be another Legion of Boom. That was a unique collection of talent at a unique time. Wonder a unique set of coaches. That's not going to happen again. That doesn't mean we can't have something even better.
Who would do that this year, though? I mean, they've got Witherspoon. Hopefully, Willen's better. And Love is neither. He's a good player, and I'm glad he's on the team. But he's neither Chancellor nor is he Thomas. Yeah. I don't understand why people would even be making that. Right. It doesn't make any sense.
But here's the thing: it's like we don't want another Legion of Boom. We want a cohesive.
Oh, Todd said it. For
unit.
The record, mark it.
We want a cohesive
want see the Legion of
unit. I don't. I
you
want
a cohesive unit. Let's just go ahead and make this an argument because that's what people listen to. So you want a cohesive unit of mediocrity. Is that not what you're saying? Is that not what you are saying?
Colin?
That's like the same kind of meeting that Ichabod Hyde had before he joined Bitchhead, is my understanding, when he was still in Slugglash. That's my understanding.
Mr. Cowherd? If I may interject before I slap the teeth out of your mouth.
Just Cowherd. I was trying to go for like somebody more bombastic. No. Like a Cleveland radio host or something.
You know. But to be serious for a moment, probably the last moment in this year. Like, he wants 11 players that are cohesive. And everybody does, right? I'm not saying Pete only cared about the secondary, even though that was Pete's, you know, that was Pete's baby, the secondary, which makes sense, right? But you need 11 players, and that's what he's looking for. It's like, and they want their own identity. Who would want, you know, if you went came into a job and you're a salesman, but let's
just
say
a salesman?
You're just a salesman.
I'm Jim.
You're Jim. And you're coming in and you're following the legend that is Michael Scott. You don't want to be reminded about all the great sales the other guy did every day when you walk into work, the locker room. Like, you want to carve your own identity.
Plus, you have that job because the guy started failing at his job. So you don't want to be, that's what it is, right? You don't want to be, no offense to Carroll, but they missed the playoffs throughout the last 3 years. If they'd made the playoffs this year, maybe, depends on if you believe he planned on retiring and then he changed his mind or whatever. But if they'd made the playoffs this year and then maybe won a game or two once they got there, firing him probably would not be an option.
Yeah, no, exactly. if they'd won a playoff game, there's no way they would have fired him. I know why they would have.
But they should have. Either way, they should have. I mean, no offense to Carroll, again, but he becomes state, right? I mean, people knew what he was going to do. The issues were going from year to year as far as linebacker coverage and, going to the wide receivers too much. And when you're overthrowing to begin with, and Noah Fant, who hopefully will have a huge year, wasn't getting the ball. It's like, okay, we've got this really big, fast guy out there, but let's just not use him.
Neither one of us, by the way, are knocking Pete Carroll. Right. I mean,
no, I love Pete.
I love Pete. And it's like,
but everybody gets fired eventually.
Of course.
Unless they retire.
This is my last show on the podcast.
News. Is it because of the LOB? Because you believe the defense should be mediocre and you don't believe the LOB ever existed, I believe is what you said.
That's what it is. That's what
it is. You've just seen film, but you think it's all like paper mache?
It's not even not even paper mache, man. I mean, paper mache.
Mache Cam Chancellor. That's $110 on eBay.
You know what? I would give $130 for a paper mache Cam Chancellor.
That'd be $112, right?
That thing would hit. That thing would hit like a. You know who doesn't want that? Mr. Davis with the 49ers. He don't want none of
Demaryius
that.
Demaryius Thomas.
He don't want none of them want any of that. Anyway, I don't know what the hell we were talking about, but as far as Pete Carroll goes, it's like absolutely sing his praises because he did a lot for the organization, but it was time for the organization to move on. His biggest fault, and we've talked about that numerous times, was his loyalty, and it carried too far because if he hadn't been as loyal to his coaching staff, he would have switched out some of that coaching staff and seen some improvement anyway.
Yeah, and that's more important than the players. I mean, that's a good point because he was loyal to Geno Smith, which is good. It paid off, you know. And absolutely, he was probably too loyal to Jamal Adams, for instance. But yeah, more importantly, as you just said, he was too loyal to the coaching staff for really the whole time he was there. But the problem was they were successful enough earlier in his tenure where people would hire the other coaches, but they certainly weren't going to hire, you know, as head coaches, they weren't going to hire Clint Hurt or Shane Waldron or Brian Schottenheimer or anything like that. So,
exactly. Yeah. So as far as the controversy, was like, yeah, absolutely.
Great Prince song.
Absolutely. It was McDonald's idea, but there's no way John Schneider didn't sign off on that. I mean, you think for a moment.
Mark McDonald's in charge now, Todd. He's in charge.
We're going to cover up those murals. And John Schneider walks in and he says, what the hell happened here? They're backed
up. My understanding is that Mike McDonald is actually 80 years old. And the reason he changed everything is because there's a picture of Dorian Gray upstairs in the VMAC. That's just what I've heard.
That could be it. Anyway.
Oscar Wilde gives all the pregame speeches.
We probably get. God, that would be awesome. I think we've probably paid enough attention to the it's a non-story, and yet I wrote about it, and it'll probably have more views than anything else I write just because people are talking about it and it makes no sense.
Exactly. But, it's a non-story that everybody's talking about. It's weird.
It is just odd. So let's talk about something that is important.
But let me ask you this, seriously, because since we've been joking around, people are going to tune in and hear me yelling at you and they're going to be like, what's this show about?
It's anger.
A serious question, though.
Anger, mismanagement. Believe it all.
Is this more of like a fans are talking about it, or is it just like national talking heads trying to drum up drama, and that's what people aren't really talking about except for national talking heads trying to drum up something?
I haven't looked at a lot of social media on this particular topic, but the little bit I have seen has been probably 90%. Why are they talking about this? If not 95%.
I don't check our social media because everybody hates me. Hates me personally.
Well, 90% of those comments are me. Because you're
angry. And the other one, 10% are my mom. But she does bring up some valid points.
Well, I'm sure she does. I don't think most 12s, I think the vast majority of 12s, I would say, get it. It's like, dude, it's pictures. And it's not like they petitioned the NFL. It's like, let's erase the records. The Seahawks are a brand new franchise. How stupid is this?
That's right. They've moved to Tacoma. they play in the dome.
Move to Vancouver, baby.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Vancouver, Washington, not even Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah, there you go. They really need to have another Vancouver. NFL, another regular season game in the great land of Canada, because there are a lot of fans in Canada. It would make sense to have it in Vancouver, obviously, but I wouldn't exactly cry if they came to Toronto.
Well, that's a Buffalo thing, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there probably is, like, rights.
I think actually Seattle kind of co-owns the rights with Buffalo. Seriously. I looked it up a long time ago.
Because they do have the rights.
There's like four teams. Yeah, there's like four teams that are assigned to Canada.
I still think they should have the Super Bowl in Edmonton outdoors.
Oh, my God. I'm going.
Or Calgary.
I'm going.
Even Calgary is much, much lower. If you know your maps, Calgary is much further south than Edmonton. Still cold, though.
No, yeah,
they don't even have stands. You're just playing out in the field somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or Alberta. The goalpost is just an oil drill.
Thunder Bay.
There's actually a Thunder Bay in Seattle. So.
There you go. That makes perfect sense.
That's right.
Thunder Bay. Sister cities.
Play it on a boat. Play it on a boat in Hudson Bay. It keeps moving throughout the whole game. It's
like, be beautiful. Play it on the Bay of Fundy. That'd be fun.
Fundy,
Throw a pass and just sails up. And like, oh, look at the wave come in. Pass sails like 900 feet.
That is one thing a lot of people aren't talking about. We're starting the season in Brazil, aren't we? Not in Seattle, but I think the NFL season is starting in Brazil. Isn't it Brazil?
Sure. I think it is.
And that sounds ridiculous now that I say that. Now I'm actually having to check, like talking about the weather.
While you check that, let me have you. I've been dying to say that for 28 years. I'm going to have to cut that out of the podcast.
Yeah, the Eagles will open the 2024 season in Brazil on Friday night of week one.
That's weird. Just a scrimmage?
That's because Jalen Carter couldn't get through customs, so it just has to be one team.
Mm, that makes sense.
They are playing the Tottenham Hotspur.
My God, that'd be awesome. In Brazil.
Well, it does make sense. At least it's in Brazil.
Yeah, it's like more people would show up if it was.
They are the Eagles' opponent in kickoff when it will be announced closer to the schedule. I thought they had already announced who it was going to be. Could have sworn they did.
That's really odd. Well, hopefully it's the Cowboys, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense.
Hopefully it's not the Packers, playing the Packers.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
It's stupid, though, to have it as the first. It's just like, it feels so un-American, doesn't it? It's like we're going to open the...
In Brazil. That seems a little odd. Some
breaking news. The jury selection is now complete.
There you go.
As far as those looking into investigating why the Packers and Eagles are playing.
I thought it was about the mural gate. It is.
It's about
at the VMAC. Yeah.
No. There was no court date needed for that. It was just an automatic guilty.
Clearly, it was an automatic guilty.
It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of weird to have the first game in a different, in Brazil. I get it if it's like Mexico City or London even. I mean, you know, But I'm just surprised there hasn't been more outcry about, like, oh, why are we starting the season in Brazil?
Oh, there will be.
It's weird.
The weekend before. And all of a sudden, it'll, like, hit people. They're like, wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And it's on a Friday night. I mean, you know, we got stuff to do. I think that's bath day that month for me. Friday of every month.
That's bath day for me, too.
Yeah.
Just like for a the cat.
Separate baths. Separate countries. Yeah.
Separate countries, yeah. Totally.
Let's see. What else we got to talk about? There's a draft or something coming up.
I lick my palm, and I lick my arm. Then I lick the other palm, and I lick the other arm. That's how it goes.
Deodorant has gone up a lot, by the way. It's really gone up a lot in the last year.
How would I know? I don't wear deodorant. I'm in Canada. We're naturally clean up here.
That's true. It's too cold. Actually, what is the temperature where you are right now? In Fahrenheit.
I don't know. I think it's 12, maybe. Celsius.
So what's that, like 80 degrees?
Yeah, it's somewhere between 75 and 100.
So we have the NFL draft. Bill Belichick said an interesting thing.
Yes, he did.
Sweet.
I'm sorry, it's 13, which translates to a balmy 55.
Nice. Oh, it's good. Yeah, it was 55. Nice. I actually said it. Yeah, it's 70 degrees or whatever here.
Too hot. That's too warm in April.
Belichick made a point of, you know, anybody listening to us or whatever at this point as far as, oh, J.J. McCarthy is going to blah, blah, blah. His point was like, it doesn't, whatever you hear is pretty much BS at this point. The NFL teams will probably start releasing some information, you know, through channels or whatever. About 12 hours before the NFL draft starts. But right now it's just like J.J. McCarthy's moved up. Well, where's that? I mean, and it makes sense what he's saying. First of all, he knows.
It does make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Because no matter what you think about Bill Belichick, he knows the game and he was a GM, adjunct GM for 2 decades. So he knows how the league works. And it also makes sense. Yes. Theoretically, because what team is going to be like, you know what, I think we're really interested in it. And no team's going to say that, because then another team's going to be like, well, we'll just move up and draft. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
it
makes no sense. So yeah, he said basically that's generated by the agents, which makes perfect sense.
Makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, and there's no negative to it. I mean, agents out there to try to sell his player, right? So if somebody's
the agent's job, yeah.
Yeah, because and if the agent can get enough teams to buy into, oh, J.J. McCarthy's now he's going to be picked number 4th and somebody's going to trade up and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it makes sense for teams to be like, oh, I really like McCarthy. That's just better for his client. So it's, there's no
absolutely
negative, but fans should also take everything they hear with a grain of salt at this point, because you know, John Schneider's not going to come out and say week ahead. Yeah. He's not going to say, well, these are the 3 players. And if they aren't there, then we're screwed because we won't know what to do.
Exactly.
We'll have to trade. Boy, we won't have any questions. We don't know.
We really love Bo Nix. We love Bo Nix. Oh my God. I'll resign if we don't get Bo Nix at 16. You know, it's like no GM is going to, well, maybe the Browns, but no GM is going to do that. Sure. And honestly, when, you know, his thing about, you know, 12 hours before, that's when stuff starts leaking out. Why does anything ever leak out?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I guess it's not just insane,
because I'm sure that's accurate, but dude, nothing should leak out ever.
Yeah, you'd think it would tighten up, actually, if anything, closer to the draft. But I'm sure there's reasons, because the teams are more available because of the draft happening, I guess, maybe. But
why are you talking to anybody in the media about what you're going to pick? At any point, they're saying,
hey, John Schneider calls you, and you're like, hey, John Schneider called me. He doesn't even know who I am. So I'm going to call Bob Condotta, and I'm going to say, hey, Bob, John Schneider, who doesn't know me from Adam, just said they were going to draft blah. And Condotta's going to be like, sorry, who are you again? And you're going to be like, I taped the conversation illegally. It's like Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, and Taylor Swift. The whole thing's illegal, but here's what he said. And then Bob's going to say, oh, thanks, and then blah. Maybe that's what happens. It's just a guess. Maybe.
Who knows?
But seems a logical scenario.
More logical than anything else, that's for sure. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, yes, I am drinking. People are like, some stuff we say in pre-pro, we're not aware. It's just one stream. It's just James Joycean here. I am drinking a Gateway Kolsch from the French Broad River Brewery out of Asheville, North Carolina. Never had it before. It's okay.
Is it a gateway to moonshine? What the hell is it a gateway to?
That's a good question, actually. It's a gateway Kolsch to more Kolsches. It's like, that's weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Interesting.
It's okay. It's all right. Would I can't find it around here. I actually found it in Asheville, North Carolina, Hot Springs, North Carolina, where I was yesterday.
It's a gateway to Hot Springs. How nice. It's a gateway to the 16th pick in the NFL draft. All right. So here's my question for
gateway
you.
Gateway receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Now, a gateway to victory. That's that should be his nickname. Like, you know, if he was in the UFL, what the hell do they call the thing now? Anyway, that other football league.
I don't even know what it is.
XLFU? There you go. The Rock.
That would be awesome.
Extra large FU. There you go.
The title is whatever makes the money.
Yeah, there you go. XLFU would totally work. And I hope, I don't even know if they're playing already. I don't really even care, obviously, because if I did, I would know. But I hope they go back to that thing where you can put any name on the back of your jersey, because that if I was JSN, that would be the back of my jersey. Gateway to victory. Like, call me that.
Did they do that?
When I go for an interview,
your jerseys,
call me.
You could do that?
Call me. I don't remember. I think it was the XFL. Remember He Hate Me? Surely you remember He Hate Me.
Forgotten about
the only reason anybody remembers that freaking league is He Hate Me.
if we were smart enough to do snippets like we used to on our intros, I would totally take that one out. He Hate Me. It's like it has nothing to do with anything. Just out of context, it would be like, what the hell?
Oh my god.
Even in context, it's kind of like, what? About that.
World actually, I have a question.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, he legally changed his name, which was...
Did he? He did actually change it, right?
Yeah.
That was very Christopher Walken of you, the way you said, yeah.
Yeah, I think he did. So, because it's impossible to know who they're going to pick, right? And so it's almost kind of like, why even ask?
Well, they're going to trade back.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think he's going to trade up or trade back?
Trade up would be, that would be the most shocking thing John Schneider has ever done, right?
Well, he's done it before, right? I mean,
did they?
Yeah, he has done it before. Typically he trades back. But
who do you trade up for in the first round?
I don't remember, but I looked that up.
Rick Maurer? That was before his time. Dan McGuire? The Irish?
All of those great. All of those are great players.
Three players that start with Q. That was a thing that came up earlier this week, actually. We had a fan-sided NFL division trivia contest thing for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some whacked-out questions.
And then, I heard you were a horrendous failure. Made me so
everybody
sad.
Everybody was kind of horrendous. I don't think many people got any. And we were in groups, too.
I doubt that they made it very easy.
They weren't just hard. They were impossible.
Of course.
What's the total number of receiving return yards since 2000? What the hell? How would anybody know that? And it's funny because how many people were off. Actually, I think that one was how many return yards have there been since the onset of the NFL?
That would take you half an hour just to look up.
I don't even know. I wouldn't even know how to look it up. But I was in a group with Jerry from the Cowboys site and Jaleel from, I think he does the Bears site, not sure. And then Balio from the Giants site. So they were in my group and knew his stuff. But there were so many we had literally nobody. I mean, when they did the entire groups, like there were several. So we got the point for kickoff return yards all time. And actually, I threw out a number that was pretty close to the beginning just because I think I was the older person in the group. And I remember how kickoff return yards, I mean, there were several players in our day that would have over 1,000 yards in kickoff returns every year because it was completely different. But they were like, well, let's see, 200,000. Okay, that was 200,000 was our guess. Everybody else was under that. Every other team was under that. Guess what the actual number is? Or just around what their actual number is?
334,000.
3 million. 3 million kickoff returns.
Holy, that's
so
that's
I
lot
actually
of yards,
made
bro.
A joke in that when we were in our team in our breakout rooms, and I said it's probably like 2 million yards or something ridiculous like that, which was still under. But anyway, like 200,000. Because I got to thinking, I was like, if you have.
How do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, if you have if you have one kickoff returner, and if you have a bunch of them, if every team has one, I mean, because again, when we were young, you had kickoff returns a lot more, right? So if you had 1,000 yards for 32 teams or 30 teams, that's 30,000 multiply. I mean, that's 300. Yeah, it's 30,000. So multiply that by 74 seasons or whatever there have been of the NFL. It's interesting. Maybe we should do a game on the podcast like that. It was kind of interesting.
Let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. That sounds so fun.
One of them was the funniest thing was like something about a Detroit Lions punter, and it was like name the Detroit Lions punter, and like nobody could name a Detroit Lions punter, which you'd think they would be well known because the Lions basically have sucked. We're like, oh, but like two teams had a guess. We didn't even have a guess. We're like, oh. Can't name a punter.
Lem Barney punted sometimes, even though he's a defensive back. But that's the only person I can name. And he played like, 30 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, who names punters? There was another one was how many, and people listening on the podcast can guess and even find the answer for themselves. But there have been a certain number of players who have had interceptions in 5 straight games, which is a ton of games. So you had to, how many times does that happen in NFL history where a player has had 5 interceptions and are interceptions in 5 straight games? Like what would your guess be for that? That's a lot of games.
How many players have done that?
Yeah, how many in the history of the NFL?
History of the NFL, I would say 17.
That's good. We said 5. The answer was 24. But that's a lot of,
yeah, but that's a lot of decades.
I know, but 5 straight games. I mean, nowadays it's like don't even throw the ball there. Just forget that guy exists, Mr. Sherman.
For sure. Yeah, really.
So anyway.
Then you always have quarterbacks who's like, yeah, I can do it. just to prove they can do it. And then,
Aaron Rodgers, right? In the playoff game. I can beat Sherman, and he picks the ball off.
Yep.
It's like, there's a reason.
And I was thinking of Brett Favre because it's like there's no challenge he would not. And usually
he's that horrible guy, Patrick Mahomes, who thinks he's something. No offense, he seems like a decent dude.
Yeah, he does.
Actually, we'll end the show with this. For some reason, I've heard several interviews. This guy is making the rounds. He was on Smartless. He was on Conan. But he's made, I don't know why. I think he has a documentary coming out. I think that's what it is. He's a musician. And every time I hear this guy, I'm thinking, I don't really like his music. But this is the
Trent Reznor.
One of the genuine, he comes across very genuine. Nah, well, Reznor's probably a nice guy, but he's from Cleveland after all. But this guy seems very genuine, and he seems like just a super nice guy, and it's John Bon Jovi. He just comes across as like...
He does.
A guy you would hang out with and just... Like, he wouldn't even need to be the life of the party. You just have a conversation with him. It's like every time I hear him, he's always the same. He's not putting on a show or anything.
And he works in the... Not only has the soup kitchen, but he works in the soup kitchen, right?
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
He's a Patriots fan, which I didn't know about.
That's an issue.
That's actually he is a Patriots fan.
I can't find a single instance when the Seahawks moved up in the first round. And I haven't looked at everything yet, but I cannot find one yet.
I'm sure
they moved up. Now, they did trade Rick Mirer in a fourth rounder to the Bears for the 11th round pick back in 97. And then they immediately
rounds now.
And they immediately dumped the not the 11th, but the first, the 11th pick overall. And of course, they immediately dumped the first rounder and traded him away. Because why would you? Aha, there we go. Here it is.
They traded
the 97 first round pick, number 11, who wound up being Michael Booker, and a second round pick, and a third, and a fourth.
But that wasn't Schneider, though.
No, it wasn't Schneider. And that's how they got Sean Springs, so. So
that's how they got John Schneider. They traded a.
They also got Walter Jones for who wound up being Warwick Dunn. So they traded the number 12 and number 3 overall to get Walter Jones.
Springs and Jones.
Both in 97.
Maybe they should
both
trade
in 97. That's a pretty solid draft.
Jones was 4th overall, right?
6. Number 6. This says number 6.
Okay, yes.
I mean,
Springs was what, 19? Sounds right.
Springs was third. No, he was third overall pick.
Oh.
The third pick overall.
Oh, I was totally wrong on that then.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's
97
good.
Is a pretty damn good.
Well,
nice work.
In 2017, they should have just traded completely out of the draft, which they kept trading back. And it's like, oh, we'll start with Malik McDowell and it'll only get worse from here.
Yeah,
it's like,
seriously.
What the hell? But anyway, yeah, I can't see them. I don't know why they would. I don't know what they would trade up for.
They need too many. The thing is, they need to. I can see a player that they can that would move up for. And the problem is there are several. Right. So they have to trade back because they just have too many positions.
Who would you trade up for, though? And I'm not saying that as judgmental. I'm genuinely curious.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be a quarterback. Right? I mean, why would you do that?
No. And the thing is, and a lot of people are kind of missing this, is like people think, why would you pick a wide receiver? Because Tyler Lockett has, a $25 million cap hit next year? Or $29 million?
He's gone.
People always seem to forget, you're not building for this season. You're building for the future. It's, you know, you don't sign these guys for 1 year and they're gone.
But I can't see a receiver just
there's
because
no wide,
you would
no,
have.
No wide receiver. No, not in the first round. But I'm saying people, why would you pick a receiver this draft? Because you need one next year?
See, I did say that. I said they shouldn't draft a receiver. But the reason I said that was because they have JSN who can step into the locker role. And I think they could get a receiver next year because you could have a rookie. You could survive with Bobo.
And I would draft one late. I'm not drafting a number one receiver this year. I'm picking the third guy. That's who I'm looking at. Maybe. So I'm looking like in the fifth round. you know, a guy who maybe will pick up. I'm not
saying
they only
have 17 picks on day three.
Right. Well, after I run my draft, sir, they will have 18 picks in this draft alone.
All in round six. We've now entered the Seahawks round.
Surprisingly. Anyway, I would pick one late. I would not pick one early. But I don't know, verse maybe. An edge, and it's like, yeah, they're set at edge. But, you know, if you can get a difference maker, I think Brock Heward wrote about that, talking about, okay, if you can find the guy.
But that's then the thing. You don't know
Brock Bowers.
No, you don't know he's the guy.
There was a,
I can't remember how many years, the last 10 years maybe, of tight ends that had gone in the first round. How many of them have not made the Pro Bowl, and it was zero? And it was just like, so drafting, I mean, Brock Bowers may be different, and he would be a fan. If he's there at 16, sure, yeah. But I can't see, I think of the players that they would be able to, of the positions that they would want to take, even if they traded back, I can see them trading back 28 and 29. I think Bill Barnwell has something where they trade 29, get 29 and 61. I can see that, but he also has Michael Penix maybe going to them in 29. I'm like, that's
a wasted pick. Yeah.
Cause you don't need a quarterback. No offense to Penix. I mean, hopefully he turns out to be great, but you don't need a quarterback at 16. You don't need one at 29.
Exactly.
There's no difference when
I think in all the mock drafts I've run, I think I've taken a quarterback once, and I didn't really like that draft, so I didn't even publish it. And that was
Joe Milton, wasn't it?
No, and that was in the seventh round, just because. Okay. Because there's no point. You know, it's like, because I'm sold on Geno for this. Geno's gone next year. Same issue as Lockett. There's just too much of a cap hit. But I think Howell has the goods. I think he'll do it. And there's a draft next year.
There is?
As far as I know.
I thought they only did it every 4 years.
But that's that could be what some people are thinking. But yeah, there's not one person in this draft that I'm thinking is like, oh, I would move up like into the top 10. Because again, it's not like they don't need, the guy out of Texas.
Sam Malone. Byron Murphy.
Murphy. If they get Murphy, yeah, but they're not going to draft him at 6 or 7. He won't be gone then. There's no reason to move up that far. And the problem is they need linebackers, right? They've got two linebackers. One is on a 1 year contract.
Aren't they both on a 1 year contract?
I can't remember 1 year if they're both on, or the other guy's on a two. They're both on 1 year contracts. Safeties. I mean, obviously they need to renew Love, just like you wrote about a week ago or so, right? But they need safeties. You know, they need players. Maybe they don't need them this year, but they need them next year.
Yeah.
And there's just too many holes to fill on this team. It's in some ways, it's like, how did this team even have a winning record? Well, it
does make you wonder, doesn't it?
It's coming to a head next season.
Yeah, I think.
What are there, like 14 guys? I think there's like only 14 guys that aren't on 2 year or more contracts. It's crazy. Then the amount of turnover this team is going to have, unless of course they sign extensions, and a lot of these guys they will.
Yeah.
But.
And I think they've set that up intentionally, obviously.
Sure, of course.
Because they want to see what happens, and then I mean they always, the Seahawks, maybe every team does, but the Seahawks always have these prove it year deals. But yeah, next year's
right.
We've seen a lot of change. We saw, except for one coach, we've seen the coaching staff completely change over, and a lot of roster change over. Blitz, I guess, was removed and then thankfully brought back. That's a joke. It was an April Fool's joke. I guess you saw that, right? Blitz couldn't get into the building. But yeah, next year is like,
yeah,
I don't know. This is such a boom or bust season because
Yeah,
Mike McDonald may be able to work some a lot of magic with the defense, but are we overestimating even what McDonald can do? I mean, no offense to McDonald, but that Ravens defense had a ton of freaking talent, you know? So I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, I think we're going to have Lockett gone. I think we're going to have Geno gone next offseason, unless he balls out, and I hope he does this year.
Unless they're not going to rework Geno's contract, because they can't rework it to a point where he's affordable.
They've already done 3 or 4 times, right?
Yeah, and Lockett, I think, is the same. They can't rework it to where he's affordable. So they're both, and I hate it, but that's the business. So it's like they're both gone.
Just in, the Seahawks have traded DK Metcalf and the pick number 16 for the Patriots number 3 pick. No, that's
for the Patriots. I might take the whole roster, you know, and throw away the chaff, and you get like maybe 10 players.
I mean, if I was the Patriots, I would actually probably take that trade.
Probably would. You know, here's the thing. You mentioned Belichick before, and stories are out again now. It's like, oh, now it's out that Robert Kraft, you know, talked to the owner of those Falcons and said, don't really trust this guy. Now, it's like, and this is outrageous. He's the greatest guy. Again, what the hell are you smoking, drinking, injecting into your veins that you think this chump is the greatest coach of all time?
Well,
what is his record? What is his record without a certain quarterback?
112-3. no, the flip side of that, though, however, is if a player or a coach did that about the owner and said, don't come here because of this.
Oh, yeah.
The owner gets away with murder.
I'm not talking about that aspect. That's
What pissed me off about the whole situation. Yeah, it wasn't Belichick.
That never should have been done. But I'm talking about the reaction to it's like, oh, poor Bill Belichick is like, he's the greatest. It's like, dude, he's mediocre at best without a particular quarterback. What has he ever done without Tom Brady? What has Tom Brady done without him? Oh, I don't know, he won a freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is mediocre. And he's, you know, yes, he has support from some of his players. Absolutely. Any coach would, right? And I've read that some of his players are kind of irritated about the documentary that's out. I don't remember now if it's on Max or Netflix.
The one about Beyonce that's coming out?
Yeah.
I'm pissed off about that, too.
they're upset. It's like, well, they didn't show, you know, the good things we had to say. They only showed the negative stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I would be upset if I were them, too, right? Because it paints a different picture from how they really view him.
Yeah.
But how does anybody view this guy? Is he like a loved coach?
He should. I mean, his coaching trees produce so many great head coaches. So, I mean, that's
exactly.
He's produced a bunch of jerks.
He's produced a bunch of people who can't relate to players. Gee,
jerks.
Who modeled that for them? And they can't coach and they lose.
Matt Patricia, like, Joshy Boy McDaniels. Those guys are jerks. I mean, they're just jerks.
And they lose.
Yeah. And I'm
if they were jerks and they won, that
would still be jerks.
It would suck.
Yeah, because like Belichick.
As a GM, I would hire them if they won. And it's like, I don't like the fact that you're a jerk. Maybe you should be nicer. But you lose and you're a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, this guy has done nothing in the NFL except say, yep, I'm going to start Tom Brady this week. That's what he has achieved. As a defensive coach, yeah, he'd be great. He'd be a great defensive coordinator. I have no disputing that. But as a head coach, I don't know what you're smoking if you think this guy is a great coach. He's a freaking mediocre coach who got lucky enough to have Drew Bledsoe get injured. He didn't start Tom Brady by choice. He had to start Tom Brady because that was his backup.
Once Brady started, then he didn't allow Bledsoe. That proves he's the best coach ever right there, because he didn't allow Bledsoe to get his starting gig back. You're wrong. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, but I honestly got to disagree with you on that one.
This poor Bill Belichick crap, it just, as you can tell, steams me a little bit, for one thing, as a Dolphins fan, but also as a human being.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, come on, man. It's like, this guy's an ass.
Well, that's...
Or maybe he's not an ass, but he can act like an ass.
That's it for this segment.
And why people support him is beyond me.
We're up against a commercial break. Right after this, we'll be joined by Bill Belichick.
Why are you the worst?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.